Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Atlanta Business Radio, and I'm excited to talk about a new show to Atlanta. It's called Home Delivery World 2015, and it is also Click and Collect and the E-Tail Show. And I got somebody with me who knows a thing or two about this. This is Mr. Martin Kelly, and he is with an organization called Terrapin. Welcome, Martin.
Hi, Dean Lee.
Good. Can you talk a little bit about Terrapin? Let's start off with Terrapin, because you guys are the organizers, right?
Yeah, we're the organizers. We've done a lot in the home delivery and e-tail and click and collect space, and essentially we put on big shows around the world to help push forward industries. And so we're very excited to bring this show to Atlanta to really talk about the innovations in those different sectors.
Mm-hmm. So Terrapin, are they an Atlanta company or they're an international company?
So we're very international. So I'm actually, despite my accent, I am based in New York. So I've been living in New York for about 5 years. So we have a team there that operates for North and South American events. But the company itself has offices in South Africa, Australia, England, Dubai. So we're very global.
So you're a global organization putting on events in a variety of industries and
That's
spaces.
Right. Yes.
This one happens to be home delivery. And you're going to do it here in Atlanta. Atlanta does a lot of shows. This one, the first time, how'd you go about choosing Atlanta as the location for this event?
So one of the reasons we chose Atlanta is because this is a huge hub for business here for
right.
Anyone pushing forward innovation in home delivery. I actually met yesterday with the founder of GetKanga, which is a
sure.
very interesting same day delivery service.
Like Uber for bringing your stuff home from IKEA.
Exactly. So I'm going to give a little shout out to Everett Steele, who I met there. And it's also so seems to be a hub for new innovation, working quite closely with Hyperpotamus as well, who seem to be doing a lot of work with startups. But then, of course, you've still got a lot of the big carriers here. And
You have UPS, you have large,
exactly.
And it's a hub, international hub. The airport's international. There's a port. There's lots of activity here in the South and in Atlanta specifically.
That's for sure. And we've just found that people like coming to Atlanta, particularly for the show. They have a lot of connections, can do a lot of business here. We're also delighted to bring some of the newer concepts like Click and Collect to Atlanta, which are less known in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of like an advantage of us being a global company, is that we pick up on global trends and we help further them in different countries.
Right, that's a great role for you because you're seeing kind of the best practices globally.
Exactly.
And then you can share that in any of the countries you go to and then
exactly,
maybe
yeah.
help them get a foothold in that ecosystem as well, right?
That's it. So we're just looking for new innovations. And so at the show itself, we have large companies who are kind of showing off technologies that they've been doing to make processes more efficient with delivery, with retailing online. And then also kind of companies that are doing things differently. To explain what Click and Collect is, that's a concept that's been quite popular in the UK and France, where you can order your groceries online and then actually drive through and pick them up. And you don't even have to enter the grocery store.
Oh, so they have a special area for you? You just
exactly.
like drive-through even?
Drive-through
wow.
for your groceries. And, you know, that type of stuff is becoming very popular worldwide. And it's really just starting to take off in the States. But you've got Toys R Us, Home Depot. They're all looking at doing this. So you might actually find in the future, when you're going to collect, you know, whether it be furniture or something, you don't even enter the store. You just go
right.
by. But you do order it online. And there's certain advantages for retailers as well, because there's a lot of cost to get that product to someone's home.
Right.
So this is kind of a middle ground.
It saves them a step, and then they don't have to have a delivery team.
Exactly.
And then the person gets it faster.
Yes.
So it's a win-win for both people. But is that difficult to open the mind of the retailer to say, hey, you know, I know you're spending all this money to get people in your store, and this is something that they're not going to come in the store on purpose, you know? Do you have to get them comfortable around that paradigm shift?
I think retailers' minds are being opened by competition.
By Amazon, right?
Exactly. And so they need to, they do realize that, oh, if I just stay with what, my business model that I've
right.
had existing for the last 70 years, things are changing so quickly. And
right.
that if I don't adapt and evolve and look at different models to make it easier for my consumer,
right.
and other people are, then I might just I will lose market share.
Right.
So, and also you're starting to see different on. It's the same with, you mentioned Amazon there, but you know, there are lots of companies, just retailers that started from an online basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like Warby Parker, for example, that's an online.
Sunglass.
Exactly. Right. So, you know, before it would be inconceivable that you wouldn't go into a store to try on glasses. Now you can do it.
Yeah, I was at the Standard Hotel. They have a whole Warby Parker boutique inside the hotel.
There you go. So then they're starting to have a physical presence.
Right.
So I think everybody really does need to look at different business models. And that's why the show is quite good, because we have people coming at it from different angles.
Right. So you have the retailers, mm-hmm. and then you have the technologists maybe that are making this easier for the retailers to do this. Now, I would think that, I mean, at least in Atlanta, we see a lot of it with restaurants. I mean, you can go online to order something up, food, yep. and then go by and pick it. Nobody has a problem with that, you know, intellectually. Yep. So how is that different than ordering, you know, something else?
It's just a mindset.
Right. You know? And it's just a change of how you think about doing something.
It's a mindset, and then there's certain infrastructure you might have to invest in.
Right.
But then, you know, you can do simpler models as well. Even if you look at Best Buy, for example, you can order online and pick up in the store, for example.
Right.
That stuff is taking off.
And Walmart, don't they do that as well?
Exactly. So this is it. These things are becoming mm-hmm. more prevalent. You know, we definitely have some international perspectives on that, like big retailers like Dixon's Retail, a very successful retailer from the UK and Ireland, coming over, as well as people who are doing a great job of it here in the States as mm-hmm. well.
So I would imagine, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, in an event like this, you have like an expo hall where there's the, you know, the classic trade show,
that's
you know,
right.
where they have booths and they can show their wares.
Yeah.
But then there's also an education component where they're kind of sharing best practices and new ideas.
Yeah. So if you are a retailer, so maybe you've got goods online and you want to reach a customer, and you're just looking at different delivery models, saving costs, whether you want to do it with an extra service involved, then it's definitely a good place to come along to see what people are doing. We have two on-floor seminars where experts will be kind of just showing off new technology, new ideas, different four pieces. And if you want a break from that, there's ping pong tables and there's a...
So you're encouraging kind of casual networking,
yes,
and getting to know each other,
yeah.
because this is kind of a burgeoning industry, right? This isn't something that's been around, like you mentioned. This hasn't been around for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the other thing as well is for there is an opportunity for anyone who's got a startup company based around the concept of delivery. If they've got like a service, for example, one of our sponsors is Dorman. They were given 250K on Shark Tank.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, so they're going to be there as an exhibitor, but we're also going to have like a startup showcase for those type of startups to pitch a panel of judges.
Oh, so you have like investors or people that are going to throw some funding at these people?
Well, so they're very, they haven't promised to throw funding, but if...
You're encouraging that,
we're
I'm
encouraging
sure.
that. If there's a good idea, I'm sure, you know, that's the best introduction you can have to just show your idea to them. So we have John Frankel, the founder of FF Venture Capital, coming from New York, who are very, mm-hmm. very, he's a very famous investor. We've got Scott Rafer coming from San Francisco, as well as for any budding retailer, we have Alexis Maybank, the founder of Gilt Group, which mm-hmm. is an incredible $1 billion success story from New York, coming to kind of be on that panel as well. So you can pitch your idea to them.
Would you be interested in meeting some of the people that are involved in the crowdfunding world?
Definitely. You know, the crowdfunding community would definitely be welcome. Mm-hmm. Anyone in who's involved in helping those type of businesses get up and running, right? Exactly. We will have a whole innovation area where there will be like smaller companies showing off kind of what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
as well as people
more
like
established,
Descartes,
right.
eBay,
right.
Who have like big 600 square foot stands.
Now, is this an area where you're seeing that only kind of the big box people can do this, or are you seeing the smaller players, or is it everybody?
No, what's interesting is that the big box retailers are definitely there. We've had, as I mentioned, JCPenney and those
right,
type
like
of people.
Right, like Home Depot. You're talking to Home Depot. They're not exactly small.
But the interesting thing about them is they also want to talk to the new guys to see what they're doing.
Right.
So we've also had a lot of success with subscription services. I don't know if you use anyone.
Those box services where you get
it? Yeah, like Dollar Shave Club, where
right.
You know, obviously shaving is quite expensive, so it's nice. They basically send you every month your kit that you would need for the month. And Birchbox is very
and there seems
popular.
To be like a box for everybody. Yeah. There's guy boxes, girl boxes, yes. fashion boxes, yep. you know, coffee boxes.
So but how do you get the box to someone? You have to deliver it.
Right.
So those are interesting new companies, and some of them, like, you know, Birchbox now, for example, I mean, they're huge. So they're actually becoming bigger than a lot of the traditional retailers.
Right. It just it's like you said earlier, it just changes how people do retail, right?
Definitely. I mean, and as I said, retail is going through probably its biggest transformation right now. And it is mind-blowing to see how we are engaging with our customers, how we interact with them online. You can purchase... you know, some people. I do a lot of purchases on my phone as I'm in the cab,
right?
You know, and then that's very different to before. So the whole experience of the customer has changed, and my expectations of delivery, you know, change with that. And then there's different problems with delivery that are still kind of being ironed out. Like, you know, can I get it on the same day? Can I reduce the cost of it? Do I need a doorman? Because a lot of business, you know.
What if I'm not there?
What if I'm not there? Right. Exactly.
Now, I mentioned them earlier. I don't know if you're purposely avoiding them, but Amazon has their fingers in a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
And to the point of even the same hour delivery in some markets now. Are they kind of the 800-pound gorilla that everybody is kind of afraid of, or are people trying to innovate around them?
So Amazon, a lot of these shows, definitely, there's actually whole days dedicated to talking about Amazon. So
right, you can't ignore them, right?
And that's definitely interesting. I mean, well, funny enough as well, we do actually have Alibaba speaking as well.
Right.
That's a gorilla in its own right from China. So we have the head of international business development for the Americas coming to share what they're doing. Amazon, I mean, they've definitely been a game changer. And what they've done extremely well is smooth the process from if I want to buy something, it's so easy.
You know,
just the one-click model.
Right.
And that has probably changed the operational side in particular for all retailers. They have to stream down their operations. And I don't think actually Amazon can be competed with on that operational level.
Right.
Maybe, however, in terms of experience, you do see some of those like subscription kind of companies. They have you kind of part of something, maybe that you're not part of with Amazon. So that's also kind of
right. Like you're a member. They are always memberships, right?
Yeah, or maybe there's kind of like a customer journey that I go through in my experience before I purchase. That is a little bit different to Amazon, for example.
And then the thing about Amazon, you think I'm buying it from Amazon, but you're not. You're buying it from some retailer somewhere that's just using Amazon to get it to you.
Yeah.
Right? And that's kind of a disconnect that people make. They think that Amazon is the one that you're buying it from, but they're just the facilitator.
I mean, that's... something that's happening more and more. I mean, you know, even with events. I run an event. You know, maybe are you using Eventbrite, for example?
Right.
You know, are they running the event? No, they're not. They're just the platform.
Right. They're just how you got here, or
that's how you made your purchase. Exactly.
Right.
But so I'm not buying an event from Eventbrite. So you know, that's the world that we live in. Airline industry is similar.
Right.
And we do a lot of work with them. Are you buying from Kayak, or are you buying through
from
the airline.
Delta, right?
Exactly, and then now, you know, there's lots of innovation around that.
But everybody has to learn how to protect their brand within that ecosystem of this shared economy, where everybody is using different services to ultimately get what you want.
Yeah,
and the customer doesn't really care, right? As long as they're getting what they want.
That's right, and that's the e-tail component that we're going to be having at the show. That definitely gets stuck into a lot of that around protecting your brand, the customer experience, and the different platforms with which you can pay, you know, payment processes and the methodologies behind that.
So now, who is a good prospect to attend this event?
So the perfect person, well, there's a lot of people that would get a lot of value from it, but the key people would be anyone who's interested in delivering a product to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. So if you have a business, no matter how small, you will pick up ideas at this show. Then also anyone in the delivery ecosystem. So if you're a warehouse manager,
Right, logistics, supply chain, all those people got to know all this.
You know, you should come just to connect with all the different carriers that are there and all the different people that are providing technology around this process to make your lives easier. And then any grocers that are interested in that new concept of click and collect, maybe what I'm telling you, you haven't really implemented it yet.
Right, or you're skeptical. You might be afraid, yeah, you know, exactly. That's such a departure from what you're used to.
Exactly.
But to actually talk to people who are doing it, it might kind of allay some of your fears.
Yeah, and anyone in kind of who works for a vendor of any sort or the UPSs of the world, you probably should come just to check out what's happening. And then anyone who has a company that does do delivery that is looking for investment or any investors looking for a new idea. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of companies that have come as small companies and actually been then acquired. For example, Shuttle was acquired by eBay after Shuttle did do a presentation at one of our
Look, you're not saying that it's going to guarantee, but
no.
If they want to connect those dots, that's okay, right?
Exactly. If you want to meet people in that type of sector, this is definitely the place to be. And then we've also got people like the mayor of Atlanta coming to kind of talk about how he's encouraging business in Atlanta.
Right. So I mean, Atlanta's trying to be pretty startup friendly.
Yes.
And technology friendly. We have a lot of good resources here with Georgia Tech, ATDC. I don't know if you've gotten around to all them, but there's a lot of good players here that are trying to be supportive of that environment.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that. I mean, coming from New York, where there is also a burgeoning startup community, mm-hmm. and we do travel a lot to San Francisco and areas like that. But I was quite encouraged by being in Atlanta's like tech village.
Right.
And we will be running shuttles from the village to the event itself, so those will be taking place, and we're doing a lot of advertising just to let people know that you could come along, and it's if it's free to come as well.
Now you mentioned grocers that should be thinking about this click and collect. I don't know if you remember, but I invested in Webvan.
Ah, okay.
Like back in the day.
Yeah.
Right, and what they said, it didn't work out, but it's not far removed of where we're going today. Right. When I invested in it, people were like, well, I want to go to the grocery because I want to feel the apple. You know, mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I'm getting the right tomato. You know, like it's a personal thing.
Yep.
Have people's minds changed enough where they're comfortable with other people buying their bananas?
That's actually interesting because, what was funny? I brought that up with a few grocers and they said, well, the funny thing about it is, when you use our delivery service, the professionals, so let's say the people that actually work at the grocery store, they actually know where to get the best stuff.
Right, like you
probably better than the average
consumer, right?
So you're often actually getting better quality than you would do yourself. And there is that fact of, well, I'm not in charge of it. But in life, we delegate.
So, all the time. But I don't know. It was produce seemed like the bridge too far whenever I talked to people about that. You know, nobody cares if it's in a can or a bag or it's prepackaged. Like, a box of cereal is a box of cereal, right? But, you know, like my dad likes hard apples, you know, and my mother-in-law likes soft apples. And like, you know, the person's going to pick the best apple and may not be either one of those, you know?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, that is probably one of the largest issues with it in terms of like specific customer tastes.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to, I guess it's a kind of like a decision you make in your mind in terms of convenience.
Right.
I didn't have to wait in that line in the store. I didn't have to
waste my weekend,
you know,
roll
the trolley and someone stepped on my foot.
Right.
And do you want to spend your time doing something? Is your time more valuable? Do you want to spend your time maybe watching that game
on your
couch or doing something with your kids and you just want it delivered?
It just seemed like the Webvan was like kind of ahead of its time in the getting people comfortable in that environment.
I think the other big issue for Webvan was that at that time, when you're the first person to do something, the costs haven't quite been ironed out or the business model.
Right.
So remember as well, you're delivering to someone's doorsteps. That's actually what click and collect gets around, is that the retailer can actually mitigate the cost by you coming to the store.
Right. All they're doing is putting it in the bag that they would give you anyway and just have it ready for you.
So it's just making it a little bit more efficient. And We're starting to see internationally some interesting innovations around that, where lockers in particular, we do have a lot of locker providers, so where you can buy something,
right,
and so you can actually go into your 7-Eleven and there'll be lockers there,
right.
So let's say you buy something from Amazon, but right, you're not at home, you can, right, you can buy it, and it will be in this locker that you have a code for.
And they just give you, like, here, this is the combination, like a digital combination, and then you go there whenever you want to.
And there's your product from Amazon. And it's kind of got to the level in some countries where, so like there's a partnership with Transport for London where they have actually partnered with a grocer's where when you're on your way home, mm-hmm, on the subway, you get off at your subway stop. You open your locker at the subway stop, and
lockers at the subway stop.
That's what's happening in London,
wow,
already.
Yeah. That is nuts.
It is nuts, but it's that's the next level.
It's
of convenience,
right? Exactly. They're just trying to always anticipate the need of the consumer, then give them what they want, yep, when they want it.
And with lockers as well, it's interesting. That locker industry extends not just to like food, but I've met a lot of locker providers who do it for agriculture. I'm in the fields and I've got a big combine harvester, one of the parts,
right,
breaks down. What do I do? Do I travel all the way into this store to try and get this? This could be a complicated process. Or can I order it to this locker bay, somewhere which is maybe more convenient,
mm-hmm,
and somebody ships it there? That's a whole new innovation. Even like Google, if somebody needs a mouse to be productive, if your mouse breaks down, you could have a load of spare ones in the cupboards or whatever,
right,
but that's a lot of inventory that you're taking on.
Right.
It might be a lot more simpler to just actually order it when you need it and for it to be efficiently delivered to a locker and you could pick it up. And to be honest, I didn't really know too much about it until I started researching it, but it's an incredibly fascinating area, and it's all about cutting out waste.
Right. Now, are those lockers refrigerated, or they're insulated in some manner?
So it depends on what they're trying to do. I mean, for some of the lockers, they even are for hospitals and
medical.
Yeah. So that's across lockers. So for what we,
I've seen that here. Lab work.
Yep.
The person comes and they put it in like kind of a metal case near the doctor's office,
yep,
for the person to come and pick up and, I guess, deliver back,
yep,
when it's convenient.
Exactly. I mean, so that's also the issue with, groceries as well. In terms of delivery, you do have issues around products that maybe are frozen. So
right,
sometimes you need...
Well, they have meal delivery where like you can order like a week's worth of meals ahead,
yep,
of time, and then they bring it to you in kind of an insulated bag on Monday and then Monday and Thursday or something.
Exactly. So there's ways around that. There's different models depending on cost to approach whether you need it in cold or not.
Now, you mentioned that the event is free. What was the thinking there? Just to get kind of going and getting a lot of engagement?
So last year we did hold it in the High End Regency Hotel,
mm-hmm,
as just a home delivery event. And our usual business model is just to have VIP people paying a premium to attend. And for our conferences, there's still that. So the conferences are high level for people that... retailers and service providers, and they'll be paying anything from between $800 to $3,000.
Mm-hmm. And that gives them access to more information or the right people.
Yeah, there's kind of higher level content going on about people that are really stuck in this,
right,
these issues, and round high level roundtable discussions happening, where you can actually sit down next to, let's say, Alibaba,
right,
or eBay,
so you can meet them face to face and, yes, build a nice relationship with them.
Exactly. So that's the high level conferences, and that's for home delivery, e-tail, and click and collect. So those are still happening on a floor above. But what we really wanted to do is, because this is such an interesting area, we wanted to open up to the public and to everybody that has a business interested in this area to come along and be educated in this area. So that's why we have the two on-floor seminars and all the stands showcasing their solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wanted it to be free to attend. A lot of the other shows, even like NRF, for example, in New York, you still have to pay $50. But we wanted to open up for free this year just because there's so much happening. And I think a lot of retailers don't know it's happening. So we just want everybody to have the opportunity to come in and not be put off by price in any way.
Now, is this... are you expecting people to come from all over the country, all over the world to this event? This is the first time in Atlanta. or is this you're concentrating on Atlanta businesses or so Southeast?
We do have a lot of international companies, whether they're actually exhibiting. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've got technology that they've refined in other countries, as well as I mentioned people like Alibaba coming to share their perspectives. But the real focus for the Free Expo will be local businesses, people that are trying to...
So Atlanta, Southeast-oriented businesses.
Yeah, exactly. And Florida. We expect to... We already have got a lot of people signing up from all of the localities around here.
Now, how many attendees do you think?
So we're hoping for at least 2,000. And then it could we have capacity for 3,000. There's definitely space for people to pop in, and you know, even if you just fancy a game of ping pong.
Now, what about exhibitors? How many exhibitors do you expect?
So we've got over 70 exhibitors. Uh-huh. And that's interesting. I would definitely encourage people as well to look at the big stands to see what the likes of Descartes have going on in their technology, and then also to wander over to the innovation zone. And to try and see who's going to be the next Amazon or big new idea.
Is everybody calling themselves the Uber of blah blah blah? You know, like it's like we're the Uber of this, we're the Uber of that. Are you hearing that?
Not really. Uh-huh. I think the people that I've met are so proud of their own product. They see themselves as themselves. Uh-huh. I think it's usually people from the outside that often put a framework for people that haven't given it time to understand it. Mm-hmm. To make it simpler. So everyone, I think if you go to those stands, they'll probably won't call themselves the Uber or something. They'll probably tell you that this is what we're doing. This is why it's going to change your business.
Mm-hmm. So now if somebody wanted to learn more, is there a website for the event?
Yeah. So basically if you just go to www.terrapin.com, and Terrapin's with two R's and two N's.
Right. You know, in Atlanta, there's a Terrapin beer.
That's right. So we actually last year, I was very happy to see that. So we actually supplied everyone at the cocktail with Terrapin beer.
Oh, there you go. So you didn't fight that. You kind of embraced that.
No, we embraced that. I mean, they've got the one N and we've got the two N's. So, but I loved it. It's fantastic. And it's good beer as well.
That's right.
Visit home delivery. And that will enable you to get a free pass if you sign up now. So www.terrapin.com, and Terrapin's two R's and two N's, and then /visit home delivery.
And that's TerrapinN.com. And then I'm sure that shows you where all your events and what you're doing all over the world, right?
Yeah, so we do have a lot of events. So don't get confused.
Yeah, right.
Just go to the Atlanta.
Visit home delivery.
That's right. Right. Yeah.
Well, Martin, thank you so much for being part of the show today. This is great information. It's a great event. If anybody is interested in home delivery, click and collect, and e-tail, this is the show to go to. It'll be April 8th and 9th at the Atlanta Convention Center at America's Mart here in Atlanta. Please go check it out at terrapin.com/visit-home-delivery and get your free ticket. Right. You're looking. Are you still looking for sponsors and exhibitors?
So
too? Or is that closed off?
There are literally one or two opportunities left. You are interested, my colleague Dan Reese will be able to sort you out. But we only have one or two, so you'd have to contact him.
Right. So those things are going
right
fast.
Now, yeah.
And but you should definitely come and check it out and walk the floor. Right?
Yeah, just because it's happening on April the 8th and 9th, which is Wednesday, so there's only a month left. So we're just tying everything up. But there's still a few opportunities. Just let us know and we can try and squeeze you in.
Well, thank you so much. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.